Here we go, bitch.
A long, long time ago. No. A long, long time ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Mm-hmm. And I knew if I had my... No, it's not happening. It's not happening. Next year.
Wow, just let it go.
No, get off it.
I got bonbons in my pants.
Okay.
Want a bonbon?
No, because they're not bonbons.
This is...
My name is actually Ngong Ngong Ngong.
Quitters never give up.
Go ahead.
Repping for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher. Check off
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off.
Hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said Quitters Never Give Up, and he said, that's all they do.
Not again with the poop. Come on now.
Hola, party people. It is Quitters Never Give Up, episode 126. Bean, who's our first quitter?
Let's go to, how about my man Eddie here?
What's up, Edwin?
Hello, everybody. I'm good.
Eddie doesn't have his face on?
Listen.
What's going on there?
Let's say hello to Jen.
What's your name? Jen!
Jen!
Amazing. Give it up for Jen!
That's right. Let's give it up for Jen. How you doing?
I'm good. Hello, party people.
Let's say hello to...
True people! You, oh, it's been so long since someone got me on that. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you, Drew. I'm mad. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thank you. It's about a month late, but thank you very much. Good to be here.
Awesome. That started off with, I don't know if you heard, but droopy balls.
I caught that, but I was just like, how long is this going to go here? But okay.
It was a Peloton thing I saw. Someone said, my name is Drew P. Balls. And Drew P. Balls. All right. Lindsay?
Early Sunday morning, Lindsay apparently was partying. So Lindsay decided the party wasn't over yet. Lindsay pulled the fire alarm in the stairwell for help to get the police to arrive.
But she's not here.
So she's that's why she's not here. She's in the stairwell still. Okay, we'll see you soon, Lindsay.
And let's see. I didn't load one for me. I guess I'll play this one.
What about a dude that just, he exudes that sex appeal, that charm. He's got Riz, yo.
That's me. I'm Christopher Rosales.
Come Riz. On, Chris. Come on, Chris. Dude. We're better than that.
Jeez. Yeah, we... Not really, not that much better. All right, let's get it started with the flashback that needs no introduction.
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now to
flashback.
And now,
flashback.
No introduction. Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
Okay, I would just like to make it very clear that I was not one of the Dave Matthews Band fans that called in to harass Bean. Like, I love Dave, but I know other people don't, so I didn't really care. It was just funny.
Time to debut a brand new game here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Unfortunately, this is not a game, as I understand it, that the listeners get to win anything, right?
Mm. No, this is just, it's more of an exercise in futility.
It's for our personal amusement.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's one of those things that we've been doing off the air for a long time. Psycho Mike has been addicted to this for quite some time. And he's been walking around opposing two different questions that you get an answer for. Mm-hmm. And it's called, well, I'll just have to play the...
That is the worst theme song I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God.
It's not good if that's what you're saying.
It was worth it just for the song.
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Lisa, you just got to tell us.
This show sucks.
What do we hire the Hee-Haw writers? What's that? Where did that come from?
That's wrong, man. That's Lightning. You know who that is. That's God. From the daring mind of Lightning. All right.
Almost hard to believe we're in third place.
All right, how do we play?
Now, this is a game that I'm sure everybody has played on their own time.
Of course.
Yeah, yes. You get two people. You have to have sex with one of them. Which do you choose? That's all. That's all.
Gun to your head. Marriage doesn't exist. Listen, no excuses.
Right.
You got to bang one of them. Choose. Who do you choose?
Okay. Yeah, the answer can't be neither because that's you got to pick one.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll start you off with a nice one.
An easy one? Okay.
Brandon Boyd of Incubus or Jared Leto?
Brandon.
Brandon?
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Gotta go with Brandon. Not so much makeup.
Not so much, or not so.
I don't want to fight with him.
Plus, she doesn't want to fight Mike off.
Brandon Boyd or Joe Rogan?
Oh, interesting. Very different types.
Yeah.
I kind of like Joe.
Joe Rogan over Brandon Boyd.
He kind of does it for me.
Really?
Yeah, he's such a cool guy, too.
All right.
Petros or Money?
Now you're just getting ugly. Ugly for ugly's sake.
Oh, wow. But there's money in the bathroom habits.
Have to choose.
Well, you don't have to live with him, Lisa. You just have to bang him once.
He's just got to hold it in for like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with Money.
Money, okay. Money or Omar?
Omar.
Really?
Omar is a tasty biscuit. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
By the way, I've learned from living with my wife that the answer to anybody in Omar is always Omar for some reason. I don't know what that dude's got, but the chicks love him.
Omar or Stryker?
Oh, no, I can't do the tail.
Okay.
What?
I can. You can. Feel free.
No, I'm not playing the game.
I'm going with Omar.
All right.
Stryker or Dr. Drew?
Got to pick one.
Stryker. Now I have to go with the tail.
Wow.
All right.
Come on, Dr. Drew.
Yes, yeah,
come on. My wife would rather have sex with Dr. Drew than me.
Well, yes,
not
of course.
Sexy.
Loves cheeks. He's the sexiest man on earth.
What's
wrong with Dr. Drew? He's a good-looking guy.
He's not sexy.
Tom Petty or Bob Dylan?
Oh
man, that's a terrible choice.
Tom Petty or Bob Dylan?
Got to pick.
Bob Dylan.
Omar Khan. Or Psycho Mike.
Oh, please.
Omar.
Wow!
Gotta be.
Sorry.
Gotta be
it's
Omar.
Come on.
Nick.
No.
Or Dewan.
No.
Yes.
Or Dewan.
One or the other.
Dewan.
Okay.
You know, Lisa May. What?
Dewan's packing.
Dewan probably is packing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good thinking.
What it is.
Okay. Good thinking.
Now, this is a good one. I'm curious to see what you'll say.
Okay.
Sam the Armenian Comedian.
No.
Or Doto.
That's a choice.
Cruel.
That's a choice.
Oh my God.
I think I know how she's going to go on this one.
Is alcohol allowed?
Yeah, fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you got to get it done. Who is it going to be?
Doto's breath is so,
yes, like,
it could kill you.
Yeah, but Sam's the cologne as a weapon of mass destruction guy.
I know.
And his hair comes off. And you have to pick one of them.
And he'd demean you while it was going
you
on.
You think?
I think so.
All right, then. I'm going to have to go with Doto.
All right. Call him up.
God.
Get him on
Lisa
the phone. Get him down here.
Just said that there's somebody, she'd rather have sex with Doto than somebody on this planet. That's hard to believe because I thought he'd be dead last in your whole world.
Leno. Or Letterman?
Letterman.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
See, now you're getting easy again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stay hard.
Fine. You want me to go tough?
Yeah.
Jed or Rodney?
Well, I'm too old for Rodney.
Yeah, much too old.
So I have to go with Jed.
You're going to go with Jed?
What if your name was Asshole?
You have to answer that question before you can have sex with him.
Jed? Interesting.
Jed or Doc?
Jed.
Got
Come
it.
On.
Doc or Rodney?
Jed.
Look. The answer is never Doc.
Doc on the Rock or Rodney Bingenheimer?
It can't be Rodney.
It has to be
it?
One or the other.
No.
But Doc.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to go with Rodney.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
can't do Doc.
O.J. Simpson. Hold on. O.J. Simpson or Mike Tyson?
In their prime or now?
And I'm not going to get killed.
I don't know.
You can't. No guarantees in this game.
I'm just open-ended question.
Right.
Mike Tyson or O.J. Simpson?
O.J.
Really?
Yes.
Because he seems less crazy? No.
Yes.
I mean, Mike Tyson's a pretty bad guy. Never really killed anybody,
O.J. at least has moments of charm. At least he'll charm me before he kills
me. He also has moments of cutting
murder.
A woman's head off.
Yeah. Well, Mike's
what about those
better.
Moments?
Screech.
Oh.
Screech or R. Kelly?
Oh,
because you know, man, they're both going to do really bad stuff. When...
I've seen R. Kelly have. Well, I've seen Screech have sex.
Seen it all.
Pretty much the question is Golden Shower or Dirty Sanchez?
I have to go with Golden Shower.
You
do. R. Kelly.
You have to go with Shower.
Yeah.
Isaiah Washington or Kramer?
Okay. Well, Isaiah Washington, he's better looking.
Yeah. He just got out
of
rehab.
They both have their problems.
And finally,
yeah,
Doc on the Rock or Our Friend Chip?
Chip the Internet Predator?
The Internet Predator! With the pre-you-know-what.
Our friend Chip!
Got a special gift for you right here. I think something you'll like.
Jed.
No, that's not acceptable, for God's sake.
Omar is a tasty biscuit, and Lisa would choose you, Eddie, over anyone.
I was thinking that actually was funny, even if it didn't age well. But I was thinking the only way. Wait. The only way it would be fair. Lisa should be able to do that to them.
Right.
Make up a whole list of people. Come on, Lisa.
That whole clip was just like. Doc on the Rock.
Open wide for Chunky.
Just gotta.
Oh. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would because I adore Lisa.
Oh man.
Yeah, I need to catch my breath for a second here.
Drew's editing this episode, so there's a lot to cut out of that.
It's going to be fun at the end, I can tell you this. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Fuck it.
The echo of fuck. Oh, my God. I'm like, that's... Lightning is a pro. I have to give him credit on that one. That was dear Lord.
When was that, Jen?
That was February 1st, 2007. Well, it was funny because I was listening to, February 2007. And I don't know, I had the podcast on at the store and one of my customers walks in and he's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, this was morning radio in 2007.
Damn.
So, yeah.
I used to listen to it in my liquor store. I would actually have the podcast playing because I was on East Coast time. So I would get it as I'm pretty much like, driving in, I get the start of the show and I would let it play, and occasionally my customers would be like, what are they talking about? I'm like, this is funny, hold on here. And like, we would sit there as it blasted out the TVs throughout the whole store. And yeah,
I guess that was a formula for radio back then. You say something shocking, get people to stop and listen, and then give them something that's kind of funny. But
well, it was funny, I had to take my neighbor down to pick up his car the other morning. So I put on, we have the Hawk 104.1, I think. Uh-huh. And I put it on, and it was like the most low energy. It's Groucho Marx's birthday from 1890. I'm like, dude, if you're going to do celebrity birthdays, you got to pick it up, right? There's like three dudes. It was so droll. So then I switched over to Kevin and Bean, and we were laughing the whole way down. So it just kind of, yeah, I don't know what's happened to terrestrial radio. I haven't listened to it, but the few moments we did, it was not good.
So the Hawk doesn't like to rock?
Does not like to rock.
Loves to rock.
No.
Wait, did I miss Groucho Marx's birthday? God, I'm mad at myself.
You're listening to the Hawk. And yes. It's Rocktober.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I am I'm the announcer for the Grammys again. And
sorry.
And I'm bad, and I know I'm bad. I have no illusions about my, you know, command of the English language. It fails me on quite a regular basis.
Why do you suppose it is they keep calling you back? Because clearly somebody's happy with the job you're doing.
Well, I don't know. I really don't. At the end of this rehearsal, I went out to the woman who was in charge, and I said, I got to tell you, I feel like I do the same read every time. Every time I come in here with great intentions, I think I'm going to change it up. I'm going to make it all different. I'm going to be good this once. And I hate everything I do, and it just all blows as far as I'm concerned. Particular time, I had this past weekend, as you know, I was lucky enough to go to the Super Bowl. We were in Miami. I went Thursday night, mm-hmm, and came back Monday night.
And I drank everything there was to drink in Miami during that time.
That's how you knew it was time to leave, is because Florida was dry.
Right. So Monday night, I get home. And then Tuesday, during work here, I'm just thinking to myself, oh, the bed's going to be so nice. That's going to feel so good. Oh, I can't wait to go to bed. I'm so tired. I'm so hungover. I just need sleep. On the way home, the cell phone rings, and it's the people from the Grammys, and I have a rehearsal in 2 hours. Because the Grammys are this Sunday. Now, in all fairness, I knew the Grammys were this Sunday, and I knew that it was probably coming up very soon, but I hadn't been contacted yet about it, so I thought I'd get a good Tuesday afternoon of sleep.
Sure.
I'll be back on my game and be my normal bad self again any day. But so I had to go to the rehearsal, and, it didn't go well. They write a script out for you, so you know what you're supposed to say. You don't have to do it, you know, by memory. Mm-hmm. You don't do it like we do this show, where we think about certain things and then we just ad lib our way through them. This is a piece of paper in front of your face with words typed on it that you can read.
That seems like it would help.
It seems like it would be easier, right?
But it does.
I mean, I do run into most of my trouble when I'm ad libbing. I can't do that, but turns out I can't read either. So Tuesday I get there and I'm so hungover and I'm just thinking to myself, this is going to be bad, and they're going to change halfway through this particular rehearsal. They're going to change and go with somebody who's A, a professional, B, not hungover, and C, a professional and not hungover.
How long are these rehearsals?
I don't know, 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
And you were feeling bad starting. Imagine how you were feeling ending.
I think I'm permanently damaged by alcohol, because even when I'm not drunk now, I sound drunk.
This is true.
About half the time. You can compare when I'm smashed out of my mind and like maybe 3 days later and about 50%. Which is a little scary. So this is the beginning, and I just want you to hear a little bit of how drunk I sound as I say this.
Okay, so do the whole thing faster?
Okay. You totally do.
Okay, so do the whole thing faster? Okay.
Now, I can't read, so there were a whole bunch of mistakes in this particular rehearsal. John Legend and John Mayer. Gnarls Barkley performs one of the year's Record of the Year nominations. So you know, speed this up a little bit as if I actually pre-read this once before we record.
And by the way, I'm glad we heard that, because people have to remember, this isn't you by yourself sitting in the
room. No.
I mean, there's a dozen people standing around waiting to get this done.
And they're all professionals. I mean, these are the kind of people that just bang this stuff out in like a half an hour, and they edit it all together, and they go home, and they're done, you know, in 45 minutes. And here I am holding everything up forever.
So are they playing the music while you're reading?
Sometimes,
because they're going to record it all. Because it sounds so sad when you screw up halfway and the music stops.
No, I know.
You just see everyone hanging there.
No, that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. Most of it is, not only is there music playing, but there's a little TV screen, and you can see the, you know, like the winner packages, the nominees are, mm-hmm. and then it shows so-and-so singing, and you kind of have to sync up what you're saying with the video. Well, I can't even read without that option.
And that's so distracting, you with the TV.
Oh, no, you got to keep up. Well, you know, you were a second late. Hey, that's pretty good for me. They also, they like the excited read. They like the big announcer voice. Mm-hmm. I really believe I do a very poor one. I know there's a lot of people out there that can just hype it up and just make it sound great with all the energy in their voice. And I try. God knows I try. I just can't do it. I also can't pronounce certain people's names. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Raye. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Raye. Wow. An unforgettable performance by Corinne Bale-Raye. Boy, I sure can't say her name. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Raye. What's her name, Bean?
What is her name?
Corinne Ray Bailey.
Yes, Corinne Ray Bailey. And
she's
by the way,
who sings that Put Your Records On song?
She's super talented. She's
very, very popular. Nominated for a bunch of Grammys this year.
Yeah. And again, I want to remind you, it's written down in front of me. I'm not trying to remember her name. It's right there in black and white.
That's a great one.
So then I get stuck in a rut, and I'm trying to say a once-in-a-lifetime performance. And for some reason, it doesn't come out right. I can't figure out how to say it or why it's coming out wrong. I talk out loud to them to try and figure it out. And as always, great Grammy moments that bring artists together for once-in-a-lifetime performance.
Shouldn't that be for once-in-a-lifetime performances? Or it should be for a once-in-a-lifetime performance, either way.
I'm totally, you can tell I'm still drunk.
So you have to do what I do and just go, at the end.
Yeah,
that's right. 60.
Well, I should have. For a once in life, for a lifetime performance. Sorry. And as always, great Grammy moments that bring artists together for once in a lifetime performance. Once in a lifetime performances. Okay, now at this point.
Now you're writing it down.
I'm writing down an S. That's it. After the word performance. I can't be counted on to remember performances, so I get a pencil from the guys and I write down an S. And by the way, now I'm starting to feel really bad. You can hear me say sorry. Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have that flop sweat thing going?
Yes.
Now?
Oh, for God's sake. I hate that.
People are looking at their watches in the control room. Yep.
And as always, yeah, if we say a once in a lifetime performance, it sounds like it's one special deal. Okay. And as always, great Grammy moments that bring artists together for what? Damn it.
Okay, so I had trouble with that. I went over now and over. It's a mental block.
Got a little dry mouth going now, too.
Now it's a mental block, and no matter what I do, I can't say it. Just easy, Gene. I can't get through it. But I finally do after about a half an hour.
Oh.
I get through the once-in-a-lifetime performance line, and I add an S to it brilliantly, I think. And then listen to how much further I go after that. And, as always, great Grammy moments that bring artists together for a once-in-a-lifetime performance with Carrie Underwood and Riscal Flatts.
Oh. I said both these names wrong. Sorry, again.
Both names. Both names wrong.
Riscal Flatts and Carrie Underwood.
I was so focused on performances because that's a tough word to remember.
And you didn't put the S on.
No, but I did say for a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Right. So at least it made sense that one time. But within 1 second after actually nailing it, I was wrong again.
And what's so funny is it's not like Kevin is reading a foreign language phonetically here. These are all words and artists he's heard of.
Yeah.
He knows Carrie Underwood's name. He knows Rascal Flatts' name. It's just for some reason under the white hot spotlight,
you
crack.
I know I'm bad, but when you're hungover, it's way worse. Your head is just pounding, and you're trying to concentrate. And now it gets to be worse and worse because now, like I said, you start feeling so bad because all these professionals are out there, you know. And every once in a while, a sponsor would walk in, and I'd have to read a commercial for them for their own sponsorship.
Geez.
And now the pressure's getting more and more. The room's filling up. Hey, come in here. You got to see this. You know, that kind of stuff. So here's a little montage of a few other problems that I may have had. Ludicrous. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Are we starting at the top? 8:00? Remember, until 9:59 p.m. Eastern Time, you can still vote and decide which of three...
Keep going or start. Go back and start over.
The 49th Annual Grammy Awards with Clinton... and coming up, Shakira and Wycliffe Jean. Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance.
No.
To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one. Send the number two. Coming up, Shakira and Wycliffe Jean. Mary J. Blige in a once... God damn it. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance.
Sorry, people.
I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one.
Now, I don't know exactly how you screw up the word one.
Yeah, that's an impossible word to mispronounce.
It's a one-syllable word. You can't really... I mean, did I say Oni? I don't remember, but I don't know how you screw up on the word one.
Well, I don't care if you don't really care who's even on the Grammys or who's performing. You have to tune in now, so today, just to see if Kevin makes it through the broadcast.
Oh, I'm not going to be home over by Sunday. Sunday I'll be in prime shape.
Please drink on Friday, please.
No, like I won't.
Son of a
bitch. Oh, God, my cheeks are hurting.
How do you screw up something like Riscal? Like Rascal is a word and Riscal is made up.
How do you fuck up one?
That's what makes it so good.
Also, did that come from the uncensored Stockdale tapes, or did they drop an S-bomb in the middle of that and then catch it?
I pulled it from Stockdale's. I mean, okay. I heard it, wrote at the time, but I just pulled it from his.
Okay. I always wonder whenever I hear something, because I remember I used to catch them occasionally, and they wouldn't play it back later. So that's always what I wonder.
Right.
Stockdale.
But Kevin's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Deservedly.
Yes. Twice.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
But shall we do the podcast roundup?
Yes!
I do get my kicks above the waistline, baby.
Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to Happy Goodbye to the Blue
Janky Podcast. You're an idiot. I love it. Are you gonna put in the song there?
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Yay! And pooped on it.
Alright, let's get started with the Kevin and Sluggo.
A flock of sheep in Greece broke into a greenhouse and devoured 600 pounds of medical cannabis.
Wow, 600 pounds?
Yep.
They had the munchies supreme.
There was a huge storm, Storm Daniel, and they were just looking for refuge, and they went into a greenhouse, and they were like, we'll have some of this.
And then they started invading Del Taco next door.
600 pounds!
That's incredible. What a loss of cash. Wow.
That's crazy.
So you know what time it is now, right, Drew?
What?
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
So we spun the wheel and it landed on the sheep that eat medical cannabis.
I think we have the farm owner, Yanis Baranis. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's a sheep.
What?
Excellent. Hi.
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 Are you?
Yes. I'm so high.
How many of you were there that ate 600 pounds?
Let me see. There was Alan, Dave. Rick.
I guess we don't need their names.
Brian.
Had you guys ever had weed before, or is this your first?
No, it's great. You guys have been holding out on us. Feeding us grass, but not the good kind.
Will you now go back to eating grass or no?
No, all we want to eat is pot.
Have any of you ever done any other drugs before, or is this a gateway?
Oh, sure, we've done coke.
Sheep's on coke. Wow.
But never this. This is great.
You love it.
Oh, but we're so hungry. I could go for some lamb chop.
See, it leads to cannibalism. Stay away from drugs, kids.
Stay away from the pot.
That's hungry.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Bye. Cocaine Sheep is going to be the sequel to Cocaine Bear. I'm sure of it. It's got to be there.
I love it.
Oh, no. The reviews are going to be bad.
But Ralph hated with the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, and here he is back on KLOS.
I thought you were going to set me up for it with that. That's why I was like, oh, crap. Yeah. I guess here we go. So thank you.
Yeah, there's a reason to hate that. I mean, expecting.
I couldn't resist. I heard the clip and I just think this is Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. They did that sheep before.
Oh yeah.
Drew, what were you doing? It looked like Drew was like, he was getting stuff together. He was getting a voice changer.
I had it all set up just in case we were running there. It's turned off now, but I was like, wow, I guess we're doing this live. Let's go. Welcome back.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Exactly.
All right, let's go over to what's the next podcast I got? Cup of Tina Chat.
Sure.
It's the end of AMP.
Yeah. I want to mention that AMP is going away, Allie.
What the heck?
They pulled the plug on that yesterday. Look, I'm not surprised by this. I've been warning all fellow AMP creators and listeners since the thing started that it was too good to be true, because how are they making money on it?
Right.
There weren't any commercials. It didn't cost anything to listen. It didn't cost anything to use. I just didn't understand how they could stay in business, but I was hoping that they would at some point figure out a way to do it. Like when you're watching a podcast on YouTube and commercials are inserted at various points, they could have done something like that, for instance. So October 31st is what they're saying is going to be the last day. A couple of hundred of our teabaggers were part of my AMP community anyway, and I'm sure they also listen to other shows too. And it was really, really a fun time to get together. And just like on our Crowdcast and just like on the Patreon page, the chat was part of what made it fun. It was a communal experience, like listening to radio, people commenting about the program and the topics that were being discussed. I'm really bummed that it is going away. I'm really bummed.
So AMP is dead. And it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it was a good platform. But I mean, he's right. I couldn't figure it out. I was just like, the big company just paying, seeing where this goes. So,
yeah, I think they could have done commercials, but then could you imagine being doing like a Manscaped commercial in between a show?
Right.
My show is brought to you by Manscaped. You know,
there's no one better at it, but honestly, like so many people were saying that AMP didn't like started out with all these bugs and barriers to access, and like you can't start like that and then expect to grow when like your biggest win is now we're available for an Android.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder what I know companies develop stuff like this for a reason. I wonder what the reason is that they're going to develop it. Are they going to maybe relaunch a new app that's going to have better features?
Maybe. Probably sell the technology off, if anything.
I thought Amazon liked buying things. They didn't like selling anything. What was the one he said he was going to move to? Station Head, which was Ali's nickname in college. Let's go over to the podcast wars. We have an update. We are in a war with TGP, of course, and well, Pavo. And well, now Jen is starting a war with the Cup of Tea in the Chat.
Well, I'm not sure today is going to be that day, sir, but we'll do our best to entertain with another episode of the podcast we call A Cup of Tea and a Chat. All the way up to episode 434 from the Uptown neighborhood of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Gene Bean Baxter. And I guess this episode almost didn't happen. I guess if it had gone the other way, Allie, you'd be lying dead in a heap right now. And I would be celebrating like nobody's business. I'd be like, day off. Oh, maybe that's a little bit short-sighted.
Bean.
So right there would have gone area code chat. Where Bean would have talked about the area code 434. Which is part of Virginia, and the band that he would play. And Bean ignored the band. What was the band, Jen?
Yeah, I believe it's the Dave Matthews Band.
That's right. So Bean just teased all the Dave Matthews fans. There was a couple of calls on it, a couple of people yelling at Bean for it. So Jen, now at war with the Cup of Tina Chat.
Exactly.
Bean did apologize for it later. I think it was episode 435. Let's hear that apology. And
wow.
I accept your scorn. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I did choose too much from the Dave Matthews Band. I am a fan of the band. Certainly not rabid by any stretch of the imagination.
Not too much.
And I was late.
Oh, my God. I heard your soul leave your body right then. If we can go back and replay that over and over.
This is when the podcast ended. It may have had 10 more episodes after that day, but this is when it ended.
So being a little bit of a fan of Dave Matthews, mainly through Donna. So I guess maybe not so much a war as maybe a sternly worded letter, maybe.
Well, it was funny. I was going to go put a mashup of all those intros and bits from Dave Matthews. And then I was like, oh, I started going down that rabbit hole. I'm like, oh no, this will be too much work and way too long and no one's gonna understand it. So I abandoned that ship.
Vin Diesel's driving by. Hold on.
Regular right, Vin let's... Diesel or little Vin Diesel?
Great value Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Let's go back over to Kevin and Sluggo. They bring up the emergency alert system.
All right, let's talk about the EAS, the emergency test.
That scared the hell out of me today.
Scared the hell out of me, too. And
did
we,
it?
We knew it was coming.
Yes.
It was supposed to go off at 11:20. It
went off at 11:18.
Yeah, bogus.
Boo.
I don't know why it needs to be so loud, painfully loud.
Hey, you! Ah! Basically what it did to me.
This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system.
But no, but they're coming up with some theories.
They are coming up with some theories.
Yeah.
One of them is that if your phone is turned on and you have gotten the vaccine for COVID, it's going to activate nanoparticles that turn you into a zombie.
See, now there's no way you're going to turn into a zombie. I'm going to eat you, Kevin.
That is really dumb.
People are really truly positive that the zombie apocalypse is going to happen.
You're going to turn into a zombie.
They can't fix the weather yet. They can't get mail to show up on time. They can't even do the EAS test on time. They were 2 minutes early.
That is true.
You think they put in nanoparticles in your body that are going to turn you into zombies? How dumb can you be?
I wonder,
unbelievable.
I would love to have a readout of how many people honestly feared, at least some, that we might, those of us with our phones on, might turn into zombies.
I mean, I'm going to say 6 years ago, I would have said 3% of the population believe it.
Right.
But over the last 6 years,
we've learned.
We've seen people believe just the most insane things.
Yes.
I'm going to say maybe up to 20%.
18%
really believe
it. Talk.
So, how many of us turned into zombies when that alert went off?
None. This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
I had
true.
Trouble with it.
You know, on the Cup of Tea in a Chat Facebook group, there was a listener that posted a screenshot that the name was Jim or John, and then Landlord, and him saying that, I don't know how many of you are following this, but I've been following it for months. This is what's going to happen. Please keep safe. And I was dying because it shows that this went to like 85 other people. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's real. They're dumb.
People are dumb.
I know it's real because my ex posted the same thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's like, turn off your phone.
Actually, it's funny because the church I went to today, they were studying the book of zombie. So it's very interesting.
Speaking of looking at people weird, Eddie shaved his beard and then he started making up words.
But if you're going to shave it off.
No, I like the scrubble. I like the scruff.
First of all, there's no such thing as scrubble.
It's
I know that.
Yeah,
for a fact.
If you smash together stubble and scruff.
Yeah.
Scrubble. Well, you get scrubble.
You can smash together a lot of things. If I smash together chair and table, it's a chable.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a chable.
What if I'm sitting on the table?
Well, then it's a chable.
Am I using it as a chable?
I guess that's a chable.
Here's the thing. You can take any words and smash them together. Right. It doesn't make
them. That's how you get new words.
No, we don't.
Like scrubble.
We've got perfectly good words, like stubble,
and
is exactly
and
what
scruff,
you're describing.
And scrubble.
You can have a scruffy face.
I like chable. I'm going to use that. Next time I'm sitting on the table. Tracy yells at me, get off a table. I'm like, why would I get off a table?
It's not a table.
It's a chair table.
It's a chable.
This is just so fucking ridiculous. Oh, it's my scrubble.
Yeah, that was a fun game, though, trying to figure out the new words.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sitting on my table.
There was a, I forgot what the French word for it was, but there is actually a methodology of people smashing words like that. Mm-hmm. And they become words. And that was the game show, as Jen said. It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Actually, it's funny when he said scrubble, I'm like, yeah, that tracks. And then it kind of, I had to pause a second and try to remember. No, that's not a real word. He made that up. Hey, but like scrapple, remember Ralph mentioned scrapple? That's a breakfast dish in Philly. I think that's a mashed up word. And isn't spam a mashed up word?
Spam, they don't know what it is. If you listen to the bonus episode from Cup of Tea in the Chat, they talk about going to like the Spam Museum or Spam Factory.
It's delicious.
Exactly. Mm. That's all you need to know.
I've never liked spam.
I never did it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Never could get it behind it. But Scrapple, is that, what is Scrapple smashed up of? Because it's a bunch of meat that's together, right?
Like pig brain and stuff. It's all the leftover parts.
Yeah. It's like spam. But
yeah,
I guess spam is the brand name for Scrapple.
I always thought it was spare ham, spam. That's not true.
According to Ali and Bean, it's not. So that's as reliable a source as we got. It's someone also said something food posing as meat or something.
Oh, that's the acronym. Yeah.
Yeah. But not really. I don't know.
Etymologically, say that three times fast. Scrapple is a diminutive of scrap, a reference to its composition. Just because it's leftover scraps, so it's just like, somebody named it Scrapple.
So somebody named it. I know the song Scrapple from the Apple.
Moving on.
All right, there was a 104-year-old skydiver that Ralph brought up.
Dorothy Hoffner.
Hoffner.
She took a. She took.
Shit.
Yes, she's 104 years old. By the way.
Oh, that's a loose one. She's gonna need some assistance.
Why would she need assistance if it's loose?
Because it's everywhere, man.
She needs a cleanup on aisle 5. It was her. She was celebrating her 104th birthday.
Oh God!
And here's how she celebrated.
Yeah.
She broke a record, Eddie Pence.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. For being the oldest skydiver.
What?
In the world.
She was trying to kill herself.
No, she wasn't.
She didn't want to live anymore.
She was the oldest skydiver in the world this past Sunday. She definitely shit her pants. You don't know anything about the woman.
I don't.
She put the bravery into stepping out of a plane.
But you're literally have the Grim Reaper at your shoulder. What bravery? She knows she's close to dying.
You know what?
He's already balls deep in you at that point. Say,
how do you feel, Eddie? You want to check out or you want to hang on?
I'm like, strap me to a skydiver and then throw me out of a plane.
Yep.
So that skydiver, they did catch up with her at the end after she landed, and they asked her what she thought about if she enjoyed the skydive and landing safely.
Not one bit.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
Fucking Fosse. I brought that clip in just for that.
Oh, if I was her, I just would have been like, oh, yeah, strap me up. Just let me go halfway down. That way I become the 104-year-old that died during skydiving. Because, I mean, honestly, at that point, I'd rather be known for that.
Just jump out of the plane like Captain America.
Exactly. It's like, did she go out with no suit?
All right, let's move on to the moment that Eddie's been waiting for.
1902, Larry Fine. One of the goddamn Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Just a national treasure.
Who's your favorite Stooge?
Curly.
Curly?
Curly's
Curly's your favorite?
Yeah. But Larry's second.
But I think Moe carries the whole thing.
Moe is absolutely
Moe does all the heavy lifting.
Glue that holds that act together. He's the driving force behind it.
Yeah.
But it's just that's not sexy.
I know, but I don't think you can have the Three Stooges without Moe.
You can't.
You can't. You have to have Moe.
Who's going to do the slapping?
Everyone else is interchangeable, I think. They're all great in their own way, but I think Moe is the one you have to have.
Curly was sublime, though.
Yeah.
Sublime in his insanity.
Yeah.
Larry, however, you need a middleman, right?
Yeah, you need him.
You started everything.
Oh, I can't see. I can't see. What's the matter?
I got my eyes closed.
Get out. Oh, spread out. Come on.
Spread out.
Edwin is like pig and slop.
This is great. Thank you.
It was Larry Fine's birthday, and they discussed their favorite Stooge. Does anybody else have a favorite Stooge?
My favorite is when they did the Highway to Heaven, or Highway to Heaven. Hotline to Heaven, and Michael Jackson was next door to the Three Stooges.
That is a classic one.
Woo, 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 woo.
I have a weird story about Michael Jackson and the Three Stooges. My friend and I went to a Three Stooges convention.
Hey, everybody. An old man's talking.
Thank you.
Fair enough. So we're at a Three Stooges convention. They're showing old shorts, there's memorabilia. And I see this guy walking around dressed like Michael Jackson. I'm like, what is he doing here? He's not the Stooges. And then on the news that night, they said Michael Jackson was at the Three Stooges convention today. So it was actually Michael Jackson wearing the epaulets and a mask. It was very bizarre. But it was the real guy. And I found out he was a Three Stooges fan.
Michael Jackson at a Three Stooges convention. So that phone call from the hotline to heaven actually could have happened.
I was there. Ooh. I witnessed it.
When he laughs, does he just go,
So, Drew, who was your favorite Stooge?
I actually don't like the Stooges. I've watched maybe half of an episode. What? Yeah, I've never been a fan. I've come into watching them and been like, not my thing. I mean, I get the whole, like, you know, wise guy and all the jokes, but don't have one. Larry, Curly, and Dan? Is that it? I barely do know the names.
Well, do you like any of the old comedies, the black and white stuff, or is it just
Stooges? Oh, no. I like Charlie Chaplin. I love all of his works. Buster Keaton. I always get his name wrong. But but for some reason, the Stooges, I don't know. It felt too Tom and Jerry for me, and I would lose interest in it. Like, it just seemed like it was just too much cartoon violence on set. Like, it was too much.
He doesn't like Tom and Jerry, Eddie.
I don't like Tom and Jerry.
No. Oh, the show is going downhill.
You broke Edwin's heart.
Hey, Edwin's... I've got some animation news coming up, so tune out, Drew.
Okay, Edwin, why is Shemp the best Stooge?
Because he's not. No, Primetime Curly is the best. Ralph's right, he was sublime. Although Shemp is underrated, I think.
I don't know. I always thought because they just did covers. They basically redid the episode with Shemp, and I always thought that was not a good idea.
But although anyway, it is funny. You've heard of the fake Shemp?
There's a fake... Oh, yes. That there was a guy going around impersonating Shemp, right? Trying to make money off of him?
What happened was Shemp died in the middle of their contract. Mm-hmm. So the studio said, well, you know, tough luck. You got to fulfill your contract to do 4 more shorts. So they would cut him up in such a way. They had a body double from the back. And they would edit them. It's very weird. If you watch them now and you know that's happening, it's fascinating to look at.
So that's right. Shemp was the first one, right? No, who was the first Three Stooges? Who was the first Curly. Three set? Curly? I thought Shemp... Wait. So what happened to Curly?
Curly had a stroke and he had to retire. Then Shemp came back in and replaced him.
And then Shemp died. And then Curly Joe replaced Shemp.
No, Joe Besser. Man, this is going to bring the ratings in. Jennifer's asleep. Drew's asleep. Lindsay left her car.
Yeah, good luck editing this, Drew.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah. Look, when we do our side podcast, An Old Man Talking, all of this is in.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was
after? Remember, I called Ralph and I said, who was first, Shemp or Curly? And he played my call.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's why. Lindsay, who's your favorite Three Stooges?
Not my era at all.
Move.
Have you seen any of the old comics, Lindsay?
No. Aren't you glad you asked?
Yes. You like any of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
Oh, my Jesus.
All right, Jesus. Paul Scheer, what did you think of this roundup?
It was a complete... I just felt it was... Like, just not fun.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's move on to the week that was.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Our feature presentation.
Week that was
2012.
What a random response. Even for you.
I have no explanation for you either.
Welcome back. We're doing the week that was October 1 to 5, 2012. This was such a bizarre week. I thought it was just going to be kind of boring. Just so much happened. So here's the thing. They were going to do the Breakfast with Green Day. And then I think it was Billy Joel Armstrong had to go into rehab. So they canceled that. Then they were doing a Breakfast with the Black Keys. So that meant Bean was in town and in studio. So this was like the old days. I expected Tad to walk in. Crazy week. And then Ralph got sick. And people started saying, oh, well, Ralph hates Bean, so he's not coming into work because Bean's there. It was a fascinating week. Let's start it off with a Rocktober. This is going to run long, so I'll play like the first 20 minutes, and then you guys let me know if you want to keep going.
Morning, everybody. It's a all new Kevin and Bean show. It is Monday, and it's the 1st of October. How about that?
Yeah. It's nuts.
Makes me sad. Makes me sad when October starts.
Why is that?
You guys too, I imagine?
Because it's a skid into Christmas?
Well, it's not even that so much. It's just that I remember the good old days, you know, back when we had Melfond to look forward to before Beer Mug broke up the band.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Remember? It was Beer Mug. Okay, he was our Yoko Ono. He's the one who came in and ruined everything that was good
in the world. I think it was Beer Mug. I can't remember exactly. Once he started drumming just as a fill-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything fell right.
The band started fighting.
Well, that's it. No Melfon, no Rocktober Sting, nothing. I was thinking nobody wants to be called the Yoko Ono of anything. Here's the origin of a famous drop. This is Shepard Smith of Fox News, and it was a car chase.
You know, another guy shot himself live on national television. That happened. His name is Jodon Romero, not Jordan, Jodon, J-O-D-O-N. And for that reason alone, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
33 years old, wanted for violating his parole for a weapons conviction, had numerous other violent crimes in his background. Now, I was out Friday, but were you guys still at work when this car chase happened? Did you get a chance to enjoy it in the beauty of the comfort of Dave's office?
I don't believe we did, no.
Mm-mm. You didn't see this one?
No.
Well, this one somehow got picked up by Fox News, and Shepard Smith was the poor sucker who was on the air who had to narrate play-by-play. The guy was on an hour-long pursuit west of Phoenix and then pulled off into the desert, and officers shot at him. It's still unclear whether they hit him or not, but at some point he runs off into the desert and pulls out his own gun.
Yeah.
And Shepard Smith picks up the action.
And we're just... He is looking kind of erratic, isn't he? I don't know. No. And look at this.
He may not be.
That's good
the
work.
Guy.
No, that's good work. You really get a sense of what's going on there.
He's just running. Oh, my. Well, it looks like he's a little disoriented or something. It's always possible God could be on something.
Are you on something?
All right. So you hear the guys in the studio with him who, at this point, have seen the, you know, they've got the 5-second delay on. At this point, they've seen the guy pull out the gun and shoot himself in the head and fall down in the desert.
Right.
Somehow it still airs. Even though they flipped over to the 5-second delay so that it wouldn't air, somehow that still gets on TV. And then Shep, not so pleased.
Get off it.
Boom, they go right to a commercial. That was it.
They learned nothing from us.
Yeah, that's where that drop came from. Sad story, but good drop. I don't know. The thing that jumped out at me is that guy is like a slow talker, no energy. We were just talking about low energy guys.
He's working at the Hawk.
Yeah, he must be working at the Hawk by now. This is just a little clip that I loved. Lindsay Lohan was in the news. She pulled a fire alarm and got some guy trapped in a stairwell. And this is how Kevin and Lisa. So this is a dual clip.
What?
That's a good what. I'm saving that. That we're going to get a lot of use out of that. I apologize in advance for this clip. I can't help it. I don't know why this tickles me so much.
Justin Bieber was on stage in Glendale, Arizona, and was in the middle of a song and threw up right on stage. Just puked right there. Right on stage.
Hottest YouTube video going on the internet yesterday was Justin Bieber singing and dancing his little heart out and then basically just turning away from the audience and just ralphing. It was not a pretty sight. That's for sure.
It was a pretty sight. Because it was Justin Bieber.
And Justin Bieber joins us once again on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Justin.
What's with all the questions, bro?
We just said hey.
We just said hey. That's
yeah,
all.
But like you said it like hey.
We haven't even asked any questions yet. Just hey.
All right. What's going on, eh?
Why all the questions? How you feeling, Justin? We were worried about you when we saw that footage Saturday night in Arizona.
Everybody's making a big deal over nothing, eh? I was just out there on stage, just rocking and rolling.
Nope,
not really.
You weren't rocking and rolling.
I was dancing so hard, I think I just upset my stomach a little bit.
I see. Uh-huh. You weren't sick? You didn't have the flu?
No, I was just rocking too hard.
You don't rock.
You don't rock at all.
No, you're doing pop and dance music.
I rock.
Yeah. Why
rocking like a hurricane, eh?
No, you're the furthest thing from rocking like a hurricane. Why didn't you walk about five steps off stage and vomit out of sight of the audience?
Well, it kind
of
caught me by surprise, eh? I was out there just, you know, lip syncing to my track the way I do.
Right.
And suddenly it just came over me. It's like, wow, this music's horrible.
Yeah, you heard it, right?
I heard it in the speakers. I was like, ooh, if I sing one more note, I'm just going to, ooh. Just, even thinking about it now, just.
Oh, God. Justin. Oh.
Are you still sick?
No, I just thought about some of that music, eh? It's like the baby, baby.
That is hard. Too much vomit. Is that a swimming pool worth of vomit there? What's happening?
No, I just it got a little deep here on the floor in the kitchen. I'm kind of wading around in it. That milk was a bad choice, eh?
Hey, that was a funny tweet you had.
That was funny, eh?
Afterwards.
See, because it was from Anchorman from 10 years ago, right?
Right. So that was funny, eh?
Can we go back at another time when you're feeling better, when you don't...
I'm feeling fine. What do you got for me? What's going on?
Well, we were just curious because it's not the first time you've thrown up on stage. You also threw up in the Philippines one time on stage.
Yeah, I remember. Oh,
a year
just
ago.
Just a memory of that.
Stop it! Please stop making that noise.
How does a little kid throw up that much?
I don't remember eating that at all. Candy corn in there.
Oh, that'll do it every time.
Yeah.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
Come on. People are trying to eat. That's a swimming pool of vomit. That is.
Stop. You must be vomiting organs by now. Stop thinking about your music. Wow.
I'm better now. I'm better now.
Good. That's terrible.
Nope.
Okay. All right. That's got to be everybody. Wait. Remix.
Come on. Even Lindsay was smiling. And to the question of Drew, I don't know why it's worse than poop.
Oh, God, dude.
Is this the beginning of the era where they add throw up to every?
Yes, it was the summer of vomit.
Oh, God.
Okay, I promise I'm only going to bring one more in when I come across it because it was my favorite.
This is the clip before we got used to the, what was it? They used a different series of clips for the vomit, right? This is like the first rough cut.
I think it was always this one.
And now a moment with Chris.
I'll keep an eye on that. I'll send them all to you. Okay, well, let's cleanse our palate there with a little commercial. We'll be back right after this commercial.
What's the best thing about fall? Raking wet leaves? Snow? Uncertain weather? No, that's not it. It's AMPM's delicious pumpkin spice coffee, creamers, cappuccinos, and iced lattes. Stop in today and get your own pumpkin spice pick-me-up just in time for fall. AMPM, too much good stuff. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
No joke, I just wanted to hear Lisa May's voice. Now, like I said, Bean was in studio all that week. Now, he had the bad luck to get Bill Burr come in and criticize him, and Jay Moore. They were ruthless. So let's spin the wheel. Jen, who do you want to hear? Bill Burr, psychoanalyze Bean, or Jay Moore?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
$5 seems like the bargain of the year at BillBurr.com. And you are saying you're equally as funny as Louis C.K. when you make that price point. You know that, right?
Oh, is that what I'm saying there, Mr. That's Controversial?
That's what you're saying. Bill today's show said he's as funny as Louis C.K.
That's not what I said.
I like Bill Burr because he calls Bean on his BS.
I'm just saying, $5.
Bean can ask any question.
This is really just, come on, man. This is just attack journalism. You're better than this, Bean. You know, I came in here. You know, I was carrying a couple of doves. You know, I'm coming here to promote a wonderful new project that's going to make America a better country. And what happens? You come right at me. You try, you know, redheads are getting along better than ever. And immediately he just tries to draw a line in the sand.
That's Bean. That's his whole existence.
All right.
That's
what he does. He gets along with animals better than he does human
That's
beings.
That's why he moved
That's
away from
a
us.
That's a major red flag.
Correct.
I accept your score. I apologize, and I'm going to rephrase the question and try to make nice. All right. So instead of feeding my children, I should take $5 and give it to your fat ass at your website, BillBurr.com.
I am in shape, and most kids are fat. So, yes, that's exactly what you should do.
The kid could skip a meal, and your life will be better.
Kids are all fat ever since we got rid of rollerblading.
Every time you come in, we tell you how phenomenal you have been at the April Foolishness shows that we've done.
That's why I keep showing up. I keep coming in for the compliments.
It's true, though. But I have to ask, now that we've built you up, I have to ask.
I got
to
bring you down, because it wouldn't be Bean if he doesn't bring me down.
That's correct.
Let's have it.
Why can't you get a show on TV?
Why can't I get a show on TV?
Because he had no interest.
No. This is the deal. Because it's difficult. A lot of people want to do it, and you have to be, you got to be good at it.
But you're a funny man, Bill Murr.
Bill Murr? Bill Maher and Bill
Burr. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
No, you're a funny man, Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah. You just called him Bill Murr.
Look, I slurred a little bit. I'll say this.
You didn't slur a little bit. You said M.
When do we get to break down him?
Next time you come
you
in. Any
people are all the
he
same.
He loves animals. He hates people.
Correct. Just
$5.
You can download that from either BillBurr.com or BillMurr.com. Your choice. Bill, great to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with Bean that week. He was having problems. He was messing stuff up. Let's go ahead. They had
he's drinking. Pina coladas.
They had the guy, Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead on. So listen to Bean, and listen to who corrects him. This is what cracked me up.
We're talking about The Walking Dead, which returns on AMC this Sunday night.
A week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday, I apologize.
October 14th.
On AMC. We're going to have David Morrissey in next hour, who plays the governor.
Next week.
Who is a new...
What the hell's wrong with you?
Dude, I've got issues.
All right, October 14th is when the show comes
back. Kevin is telling you what's going on.
We have David Morrissey.
I'm out of sorts because I'm not in my pajamas right now. I hate this.
Yeah, Bean was too used to being at home, drinking his chocolate milk. Now he's in the studio like a real person, and he can't handle it.
It's just all the lights and people.
Yep.
That's got to be it.
Kevinine was still going on at this time. More people, like even Emmy winners were Kevinine. What's the announcer for The Amazing Race, Bill Kogan? He did some Kevinine. So I'm like, wow, it was still going strong. So Kevin kind of did a little recap.
I took a bunch of pictures. They did a photo shoot for ArcLight Theaters, which I love and still love.
Mm-hmm. Even after how they did you?
Yeah, because really it's funny. I mean, the comedy in me likes it. I did a bunch of pictures. They sent three over for my approval. So I said, okay, but this one is horrible. Don't ever use this one. Any other picture you want to use, but not this one. And cut to, beep, there's that one, gigantic, on the wall there. And I just looked at it and just hung my head and just, and then I started chuckling. I was like, what are the chances? Of course this is going to happen. They're going to pick that one. I still go there. I still love them.
The main reason I brought that in is because of Kevin's little sound effect there.
Beep.
That's a classic Warner Brothers one. And Cup of Tea uses that to this day. They use it all the time. And here's your little history lesson. This comes from the henpecked duck in 1941. Here's the first time
it
was used.
Hold on.
Hey, everybody. An old man's talking.
Henpecked duck, go ahead.
Poke a flippity slam, a razzmatazz, and alakazam.
That's some good stuff right there. And like I said, this is like, I don't know, 70 years ago. We're still using that sound effect. That's Daffy Duck, Henpecked Duck, 1941, directed by Robert Clampett. There's your animation lesson for today.
I thought impersonating a slide whistle.
I think that's a different one. I guess it's a little bit like a slide whistle.
Yeah, I have a slide whistle. That's what it sounds like. I was just looking for it.
Oh, you don't have it?
It's around here somewhere. I don't know. Because I got it for when we did Melfon.
Yeah, that's right. Now, take a deep breath, because this is an all-time great Kevin and Bean moment. It was the new James Bond was coming out, and Adele sang the theme song, so Ralph was excited about that.
So while we're talking about new songs, do we have time really quick?
Yeah, sure.
The new Bond theme officially dropped this morning in London at 12.07 a.m.
Okay.
You know why, Kevin?
No.
What's 12.07 in military time, my friend?
1709? Huh?
1709?
What? Hold on. What, Lisa?
What?
Double what?
1709? Oh. 1207?
I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But I'm saying,
but that wouldn't be 17 either, would
why
it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It would be 007, of course, is when they were going to release that. But it was leaked online a little earlier.
It's a joke, Ralph.
Oh, okay. It was very funny. If that was a joke, that was very funny.
It wasn't.
Yeah, there you go. Military time, 1709. This was October 5th, 2012.
Wow.
That's when it started. Okay, so what Ralph did is he played a little bit of the new theme by Adele, and then they kind of recapped it a little bit at the end of that.
What a great voice she has.
Yeah.
Man.
She does.
That sounds good.
Somebody get Agent 1709 on the phone. We need him now.
I'm 1709. License to confuse.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Clive Barker, 60 years old.
Right, we have to go do the breakfast. Come on now.
Actor Guy Pearce is 45. Actress Josie Bissett from Melrose Place and Secret Life of the American Teenager is 42. Grant Hill, LA Clippers guard, is 40 years old.
Here's what's interesting, though. You heard it in real time, the whole thing. And now I'm going to play when they turn it into a moment with Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 12.07 in military time, my friend?
1709?
Huh? 1709?
What? Hold on. What, Lisa? What? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But I'm
but that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was a moment with Kevin.
What a random response. Even for you.
I have no explanation for you either. All right. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Oh, man. Magical.
Welcome back.
Yes, Kevin is magical. As I was listening to it, I think I see where he messed up. He was adding the 12 to the 7. I think that's where he got the 19. But that's not how military
19?
17. See, now I'm doing it. It's catching. So, yeah, I took the 12 and the 7. And then I said 19. What the heck's wrong with me?
So what is 12.07 in military time?
12.07 a.m.?
007.
Exactly. 007. That's how it started. And we still remember that to this day. That's one of my all-time greatest Kevin and Bean movies. And that is the week that was. Back to you.
I do have a message from Kevin regarding this episode and all the things we've been saying about him.
You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
That's right. Two-time Hall of Famer.
Hmm.
All right. Shall we end this? How are we going to end this?
Judge Drudy?
Nope.
Lindsay.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.